This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.
Hello and welcome to Question and Answer of the Week. I'm Beth.
And I'm 佳莹。在本期节目中，我们回答的问题来自一位网友。问题是这样的，想问 complicated, complex 和 sophisticated 有什么区别？求回复，谢谢。
Thank you for this great question. These are all adjectives, but they can be confusing.
的确，形容词 complicated, complex 和 sophisticated 的意思相近，所以很容易混淆。
So, to explain the difference, we're going to hear a dialogue.
大家在听下面这个对话的同时，想一想对话中的两个人在做什么事情，遇到了什么问题。
This bookcase is so difficult to build. I can't understand the instructions at all. They're so unnecessarily complicated.
You're right. I know it has a highly complex design, but these instructions are terrible.
Well, it took 5 hours, but look how beautiful and sophisticated the bookcase is.
Especially with all the books on it. It makes the room look so sophisticated.
在刚刚这段对话中 ,A 和 B 两人在安装书架,但他们觉得安装说明书太复杂,让人看不懂。
That's right. So, let's start with looking at the adjective complicated.
在讲解 complicated 这个词之前，再听一遍对话中使用了这个词的句子。
This bookcase is so difficult to build. I can't understand the instructions at all. They're so unnecessarily complicated.
It sounds like this person isn't happy with these bookcase instructions. They are complicated.
说的没错，形容词 complicated 的意思是复杂的。强调事物由各种各样繁琐难懂的部分组成，因此令人感到费解的。有一点很重要， complicated 的用法带有消极的意味。一件 complicated 的事物通常是因过于复杂而需要重新考虑或规划的。
Exactly, and that's why we often use it with adverbs that show the level or opinion someone has about the complicated thing.
是这样没错。比如在对话中，我们听到 A 对 B 说，书架的安装说明书是 unnecessarily complicated, 无需如此复杂的。
Yes, they were unnecessarily complicated, but we could also use adverbs like extremely or particularly.
另外，形容词 complicated 可以放在名词前做定语使用。
True, we can have a complicated relationship or complicated idea. In the dialogue, they were complicated instructions.
Beth 刚刚说 complicated relationship, 复杂的人际关系和 complicated idea, 复杂的想法还有对话中的 complicated instructions, 复杂的说明书。我们接着来看问题中的第二个词 complex。complex 的意思是事物由许多相关的不同部分组成因此可能会让人感到费解的。
However, while complicated is a negative thing, complex doesn't have to be.Let's listen to the example again.
You're right. I know it has a highly complex design, but these instructions are terrible.
这样看来，对话中提到的书架有 complex design. 这里 complex 其实像是在正面的形容书架的设计是错综复杂的。这句话中 complex 的用法与 complicated 形容说明书过于复杂的用法不同。
Yes.Here, the complex design might add to the appearance or use of the bookcase.
没错，书架的复杂设计 complex design 可能会让它更美观或更实用。
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
下面我们来讲一讲形容词 sophisticated. 在对话中 ，A 说道。
Well, it took 5 hours, but look how beautiful and sophisticated the bookcase is.
Sophisticated describes something that's made in a complicated way, but with intelligence and great skill.
这里 sophisticated 用来形容书架的设计是精巧、高雅的、有品味的。
That's right. And we can use sophisticated as an adjective to describe other nouns like machine and approach.
其实我们前面还听到了对话中的 B 还用 sophisticated 一词描述了两人所在的房间。再来听一遍这句话。
Especially with all the books on it. It makes the room look so sophisticated.
这里用 sophisticated 来形容事物是精致的、彰显品味的。
So the complex design of the bookcase makes the room look fashionable and fits in with the culture of the time and place.
我们还可以用 sophisticated 形容一个人，意思是品味高雅的、穿着时尚的。这个人可能住在装修精致的房子里，而且通常见多识广。
So remember, complicated means something has lots of parts and is difficult to understand in a negative way.
形容词 complicated 的意思是过于复杂的、难懂的，带有消极意味。形容词 complex 表示构造复杂的，但它并不一定用来负面的形容一个事物。
And sophisticated means complicated but fashionable and can show great skill.
形容词 sophisticated 用来形容高雅的、彰显品味和高超技艺的。好了，谢谢这位网友发来的问题。希望通过对话中的例句和我们的讲解，你对这三个近义词之间的区别有了进一步的理解。欢迎大家向我们提问，你可以通过我们的微博账号 BBC 英语教学发送你的问题，也可以将问题发送至 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.